Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 12th day of Shvat, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Ksubos, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Gimel. Our Mishnah is going to talk about how one registers what's been brought in as an adunya, as a dowry, into the Ksubah. That's important because later on the Ksubah has to be paid if he divorces or if he dies first. Says the Mishnah as follows. Poska lahachnis lo elef dinar. Let's say the woman has agreed or has pledged to bring into, as the dowry, 1,000 dinar cash. Hu posa kenegdon, then he has to register in corresponding to these 1,000 dinar. He records it as 1,500. Chamisha osa mona as 15 mona. Now, mona is 100 dinar, so that's 1,500 dinar. So what we're saying here is that the husband gives half, he adds 50% to whatever she brings in if it's cash. And the reason for this is because he's allowed to make use of that money. He's allowed to make business and prosper from the money. So the Chachamim said, look, you, the husband, are going to make profit with the money that she's bringing from the dunya. So register it as not as 1,000 dinar, as 1,500 dinar as being brought in, and that'll be the obligation. Now, that's that extra amount, that 500 dinar that he's adding, can be looked at as 50% of the principal, or Chazal also call it a third. Why? Because it's a third of the newly formed amount, the newly added amount. Because when you think about it, when you add 500 after you've got already 1,000 dinar, then what you find is that the 500 is a third of the new amount, of the added amount. It's called shlish milbar. We call it a third from the outside, or we call it 50% on the inside, on the principal. Whatever it is, that's how much it would be registered. Uchneged hashum, but if she brings in, not cash as the dowry, she brings in chattels, she brings in goods. Now, with goods, they need valuation, clothes, household utensils, etc. Now, for the goods, hu posek poches chamesh, he actually registers a bit less of the metaltalin that it's been valued at. So, for example, if she brings in into the dowry, as the dowry, she brings in goods that have been valued at 1,000 dinar, he would register on the ksuba that he has received from her 800 dinar, drop a fifth. The reason is because they used to inflate the price of the goods on the dowry to give her more cover, to give her more honor. But in reality, the goods were only worth 80% of what was put down. So he would drop the figure by 20%. Shum b'mane v'shove b'mane. But what happens if she brings in to the ksuba, she brings in as a dowry, goods worth a mona and it actually is worth a mona? In other words, there was no inflation, there was no inflated price, then ein la ela mona. Then he has to put down the mona, he has to put down in the ksuba the full 100 dinar or mona, and and what he would write, he would write basically that this was what was brought in. And he cannot say, well, if it says here on the ksuba a mona, then you have to actually put down a mona and a fifth, which means you would have to put down 125 dinar. That he cannot ask for, because the only time they said that you can, that the husband can reduce the overinflated price for goods, it reduced them by a fifth, is when the evaluation took place in the house of the chasna. That's where they used to inflate it. But otherwise, they didn't. And therefore, he would have to write down the exact amount. And that's all she brought in. One money, if it's goods. Shumba money, if the woman wants that a husband should write in the ksuba that she brought in a shum goods that are worth a money, he knows senes, Shaloshim ba'achas sela v'dinar. Then she has to bring in goods that are worth 31 sela in a dinar. Now, a sela is 4 dinarim. So 31 times 4 is 124. And one more dinar to make up the 125. then she would have to bring into the dowry goods that would be worth or valued in the house of a chasna, valued in the house of a chasna, 125 dinar. Now, because they inflated it, that means that in reality it's only worth a money, 100 dinar. And this is, Mishnah is giving an example of how the husband is reducing the amount of goods by a fifth on the ksuba. Uva arba meyos, and if she wants that they should write in the ksuba that my husband received 400 dinar as part of the ksuba, as part of the dowry, then he knows as chamesh meyos. Then she has to put down, or she has to give goods which are worth 500 dinar. Once again, that is because they inflated it, so anything that would come out of the house of chasna at worth or 500 dinar, then you can tell that in reality it's only really worth 400 dinar, and that's what gets written in the ksuba, 400 dinar, not the inflated price, but the true value. So this idea of being poiches, a fifth, going down a fifth, applies whether they're large quantities or small quantities. Masha ha-chosen posek, whenever the chosen writes down in the ksuba the amount of the nadunya, that of the dowry that she brought in as chattels, after it's been valued in the house of the chasna, who posek, he just writes in the ksuba the amount less a fifth, as we learned before. This is the pshat according to Rashi, the Mishnah. That's how the Batanura learns it. The Tosfos, Bala Tosfos, learn differently, and some people learn even more even a third way of learning it through the Yerushalmi. But this is the way that what we learned is based on Rashi and the Batanura, the Rav. Mishnah Dalit. This Mishnah is a continuation of the previous one. And it will add further information to tell us that there's no difference as far as registering how much was the dowry in Iksuba, whether it's a large dowry or a small dowry. And just like the husband is allowed to reduce it by a fifth if it's goods, for those things that require valuation like clothes and kalim and ornaments, whether they're a lot and whether they're a little, so too he can be posek by posefes machza, he has to register the extra half or 50% when it's cash that's coming in, whether it's a lot or whether it's a small amount. Says the Mishnah Dalit, poskol hachnis leksofim. What happens if the woman arranged that she would bring into the dowry, she would bring in cash, sela kesef. So if, for example, the amount that was agreed was a seller of kesef, now seller is 4 dinarim. Therefore, nasa shisha dinarim. She'd have to actually bring, or the husband would write in the ksuba, that she brought in 6 dinarim. Why? Because that's exactly 50% more than the seller. Seller is 4 dinarim, and he would write, my wife has brought into the ksuba as the dowry 6 dinarim. So, basically, that's really, he's adding, the husband has to add or inflate the ksuba for cash by 50%, or looking at it from the newly created amount, which is 1.5, which would be 6 dinarim, so therefore the extra that he's had is a third. It's a seller, it's basically 1/3, because he's adding 2 dinarim, and 2 out of 6 is 1/3. Continues the Mishnah, Hachoson mekabel alav asara dinarim lekupa. Now the choson has to take upon himself to give his wife 10 dinarim for her box of besomim, her perfumes and condiments. Lechol mone v'mone asara dinarim. That's 10 dinars that go into her money that she saves up for her perfumes, etc. For every 100 dinar that she brings into the dowry, lachol mone umane. This applies to whether it's cash or whether it's chattels. For every 100 dinar that she's brought in of goods or of cash, he has to take upon himself to add another 10 denarii to her supply of cash that she uses for the perfumes and condiments. That's according to the Tanakhama. Raman Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Hakol Kamina Gamdina. Everything goes according to whatever is the current custom, the prevailing custom in that community. Whatever the husband adds in correspondence to the nedunya, to the dowry of cash, and whatever he poiches, whatever he decreases the nedunya when it's chattels, this can only be done according to the prevailing custom of the community, minhag hamakom. And that's how the Rambam paskens as well, like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel.